Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We have suspended our contesting today. It just didn't feel appropriate in lieu of what's happening and what happened in Vegas. Tomorrow maybe we'll pick things back up. I did though want to say happy birthday to Michelle Heston from the Fairmont. We've done a lot of stuff with the Fairmont in the past, and she's just so great. Happy birthday, Michelle. I hope this is a great year for you. Mm-hmm. I was watching, Hooman said that, I guess, you know, I mean, obviously a lot of people are very upset about what's happened and what is happening in Vegas. Michael Franti called him in the middle of the night last night, and he posted a thing. He's so upset, and what is this world coming to? And it just crushes my heart.
Well, the thing about concerts, I mean, it's all bad news in general to think that you, any kind of out of nowhere terror attack like this or the ones we've been seeing. But at a concert, that's Michael's thing.
Yep.
Bring people together and have everyone enjoy a shared experience of good vibes and good music. And
didn't he say he's even played at Mandalay Bay?
Yeah, a bunch of times.
While we're there, let me just bring you up to date. We have at least 58 dead and 515 people injured. And the Las Vegas mayor, Carolyn Goodman, said, prayers and well wishes are appreciated, but what is really needed right now is blood. She urged locals to donate. So that's where they're at. They're still trying to save lives.
And you should even consider donating locally.
Yeah, you could do that.
Certainly.
We put a link on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for info on donating blood.
All right, our text number is 800-400-3697. We got an email from Juan in Puerto Rico.
We did.
And it touched a lot of people, myself included. I really liked hearing that note.
I wanted to say his name in case his family is listening. Juan Cabrero found Wi-Fi and wrote to us, wanted us to let his family know that he's okay because he hasn't been able to get a hold of them, and that he's been listening to our podcast, which is, you know, and amidst all of that, we're super happy that we could have been a part of any kind of happiness that he found.
415 says, such an amazing email from Juan in Puerto Rico. I'm tearing up listening in my car. You are amazing, Juan, and all of your countrymen affected. Gave money to help over the weekend and giving blood today to help the Las Vegas horrible shooting. 408 says, crying hearing the story of Juan Cabrero. 707, oh my God, tingles and tears from Juan's email. Yeah, that was really,
really
it's
sweet.
Weird. And that tragedy, what I was thinking is, that is so cool that he had our audio there and that we're part of that with him, even though it's such a tragedy that it's hard to call that cool.
No, but I mean, if we contribute in some small way to him feeling happy or normal or anything in the face of all that, I think it's an honor. It's an honor to be with you, Juan, in any tiny, small way. I know, I loved that email. Thought, oh man. And Yuzi and I were just talking about how, like, you know, your own things seem so petty, or you know, you hear all this, even to feel depressed about the news, it's almost like a slap at someone who's actually clinically depressed. Like, it's hard to say, oh, I'm depressed about all this bad news that we hear all the time, because, you know, there are people who are, you know, who have it worse always.
925 says, just looked up the Bryn Captain America picks on RadioAlice.com. Wow, thanks for making my day a little better.
You're welcome.
Wasn't he even calling himself a lard ass at that point, too? Like, he was kind of bummed that he was in the Captain America outfit. We should go back and find the really old pictures.
Maybe we should find that, repost that.
Back in when he was really hot.
707 says, damn, had no idea Bryn is the fat ass on the show.
Yeah, fat ass.
510
it's
says,
fat ass.
I would let Vin and Brinny tag team me any day.
Oh.
You want to get that chick?
At the same time.
Yeah, let's do it,
Vin.
You and I. Christina and Anita would be stoked.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to hear something stupid?
Yes.
So I got all these suggestions. We're going to a party for Halloween, and the people throwing it said, this year's letter is R. You have to dress as something that starts with R. So our listeners sent in all these great suggestions, which I'm hoarding for myself so that no one else can get on the we don't want any trouble, right?
Because
we want
someone else who's going to the party was like, yeah, keep those suggestions coming.
That's not happening. One of them was Ron Jeremy, the porn star, who is, by the way, the epitome of the gross porn guy. Like, he's overweight. He's got the bad thin mustache, bad greasy hair. Just the whole thing is just gross.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm writing all these suggestions to the missus in a string, all of them, everything you guys have said. Mm-hmm. And she responds, oh my God, you have to be Ron Jeremy.
Oh, Vinny, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Well, what's funny about that is she'll say that. That's fine. But when we go party and I start pulling it out and start getting naked, she's going to be like, oh my God. She's so bashful and so reserved.
So you would have like a
reserved
big prosthetic that you'd be. That's a good costume.
Oh, I can't just throw my real one out there? I got to get it.
You could.
I think you should get a prosthetic. Yeah.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I got to put.
Just a suggestion. That way you retain your modesty and you have a big one to throw around.
All right.
It seems like a better idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe one of those stuffed snakes that you can win at the fair, you know? Those, you know the ones I'm talking about?
I don't know. I mean, I thought the whole point to being a porn star was to... You know.
It's a Halloween costume party. I just wouldn't want you to be inappropriate.
Right. Maybe I shouldn't be that. My whole point is maybe I shouldn't be that.
Oh, no, that'd be funny.
That's going to bring trouble about.
Maybe.
Ketamine is known as Special K, and it's a cross between speed and acid.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
We got so many ridiculous reports about this that I don't think anyone knows what it is.
Yeah, speed and acid does not sound like something that would tranquilize a horse. That's what I thought it was.
Sounds awful.
Special K is awful. Ecstasy is often cut with ketamine because it makes the rolling aspect of ecstasy more prominent.
Rolling.
I don't know. It goes on
That's
and on.
That's a term, yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
For them feeling high, I guess, from ecstasy. Yeah, they'll say they're rolling.
Nowadays, kids are taking Molly, pure MDMA. No rolling, just good times. I'd say it's 98%. I'd say about 98% of the people I know, I go to know at Outside Lands every year are dabbling with Molly.
Oh. Huh. Boy, don't do it. Seems dangerous.
People snort Special K.
Oh.
MDMA is a little different. It's just all over the place. 707 says 20 beers, absolutely. 24 even. But then 17 years clean now. So that person had to get sober too.
We so always the guys common, yeah. Keep your eye on the guys who can drink a whole case of beer by themselves.
Yeah. I remember in high school, me and one of my dumb friends, we would each have a case of beer and we'd be someone, you know, you're at a party. You're at a party and say, oh, hey, can I get one of those?
No,
I need all these. All 12 of them.
I'm going to be drinking all of these.
If I give you one, I'm going to come up short later in the night. I can't do that.
Oh, you jerk.
That's pathetic, isn't it? Looking back, I just can't believe that.
Well, it was an indicator. It was an early warning sign.
Done E, Vinny, and loved it. But too old for that bleep these days.
I heard it gives you a wicked hangover. E.
Yeah, there's some lasting effects.
Oh, had you heard about that too?
Yeah, I read about that.
Didn't we read somewhere too, like a few years ago, that it like F's up your like later in life your spine gives out on you?
Yeah,
I've heard the spine.
I think that's like a scare tactic.
Fluid leakage or something.
Right. No, I mean
I choose to believe it.
You got hit by a truck for the next couple days.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever done it?
I've done it.
You got hit by a truck after that? Really?
Days to recover.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And that was when I was younger. There's no way I'd do it now.
Oh, boy.
Ecstasy is super fun. The feeling of an orgasm for 4 to 5 hours.
Oh, my God. That seems too much.
It does seem.
A 7-minute girl.
4 to 5 minutes seems like too long.
Like you want to stop that.
Yeah. I'm done already. Somebody turn it off.
4 and 5. Vinny has got to be Ron Jeremy. I don't know. I don't think it looks like that's going to be trouble.
Oh, someone says Bonnie can be Ron Burgundy.
Oh, Ron Burgundy. Oh! That's a good one. Write that one down. It's a good one. Need a little fro wig and a burgundy jacket.
All right, Ron Burgundy.
That'd be an easy one.
Sure.
Get the mustache. Doesn't he have a mustache?
He does.
Yeah. Burgundy. Vinny could start growing the day before.
Ricky Ricardo.
Ricky Ricardo. Look at that.
I have a suggestion, but it's kind of bold. I don't know if you're going to be willing to do it. But
is it more bold than Ron Jeremy?
Way more bold. Yeah. I'd love to see you as Robin Hood.
Oh, you could go as Robin Hood. That's right up your alley.
Well, I'm gonna be a pirate. But back to Vinny.
Wait, you're gonna be a pirate again? I thought you weren't gonna do that.
I was gonna be Rocket Man, but I didn't like the I didn't like your Rocket Man costume that I loved. And I'm gonna go to costumes on Hate Shame Ding Ding, and I'm gonna see if they have a pistachio. If they have a good pistachio, I'll be that.
You're gonna be a pistachio.
Pistachio, Sarah.
Pistachio.
Yeah.
Pistachio. Yeah.
Pistachio.
You should be a mustachioed pistachio.
What's a mustachio?
You get a mustache for your pistachio.
Yeah.
Pistachio with a mustachio?
A mustachioed pistachio.
Anyway, back to Robin Hood. It's just a suggestion.
I was thinking Rocky and Bullwinkle. She's so little, she could be Rocky and you could be Bullwinkle.
No, they both have to be ours.
Yeah, it's both ours.
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
It's not going to. Don't tell any more on the air anyway.
Oh, sorry. Robert Redford.
What's wrong with you? Stop it. I'll write that one down.
RuPaul. Anyway.
Oh, RuPaul's great. Oh, my God.
I'm going to be the porn guy. That way I can pull my wiener out later in the night.
Oh, no, no. Someone said to use your traffic cone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just have a traffic cone sticking out the front. Yeah. That's a great idea. Good idea. You should be a radio DJ.
Oh! Yeah, just go on, with your headphones and look for your plug. Where do I plug these things in? You know how you do every morning?
Sure. Do I have to get some free swag t-shirt to wear?
Yeah. Oh, my God, that's hilarious. That's the easiest costume. I'm going to go as a radio DJ.
We should all do that.
Oh, my God, great idea. Hmm.
My daughter was at the concert but had to leave early to catch her flight back home. So very grateful this morning. And my prayers go out to the victims and their families. Yeah, imagine you got out of there just for whatever reason.
Just a nightmare.
Why do you guys keep saying this bleep hole's name? Just say 64-year-old man and don't give him any publicity at all. I know he's dead, but still. All right, take it easy.
Yeah, we're just reading the stories.
Oh, this is the pages and pages of suggestions.
Oh, the R things. Could be a rat.
Yeah.
A rabbit.
Sarah.
You don't think this guy can come up with rat, rabbit, raccoon? Bottle of rum.
Trust me.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't know what's going on in this person's life, but last night at the dinner table, because we've been moving and we got a lot going on and there's painting and probably some paint fumes are causing some issues too. I'm not sure, but we were brain dead last night at dinner. We came up with Roseanne, and I think that was all we could think of.
Oh.
We're just stuck. Just gave up. Oh, there's more. Boy, our listeners are the best. Thank you so much. Sarah, there are so many parents who are not into their kids. That's no reason to take them away. This is about the mom who went to Oktoberfest and left her four kids at home.
Yeah.
With a gun and some money.
Right. Yeah. Here's a gun. Here's some money. I'll see you in 10 days. What? I think that's the reason to take them away. That lady, she basically gave them away when she left them in the house with the gun and the money.
Look, the guy she was going with didn't want those kids around.
Well,
what's she supposed to do?
They're not old enough to drink.
Right. Yeah.
Well, she's supposed to find some place for them to stay.
She did. In her house.
With a gun and some money.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
Let me ask you this. At 12, could you have taken care of yourself for 10 days?
No.
What?
No way.
You?
Nah, that's a long time. A weekend. Not 10 days.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I'm so surprised. I totally think I
needed my mommy.
Well, I had my brothers. So if I was 12, the other was 13, 14, I mean...
What if there were younger brothers and sisters?
It doesn't matter. You're too young at 12 to stay home alone for 10 days with a gun and money. That's...
I mean, we would have probably had parties all the time.
I'm going to say it's possible if your school's right across the street, there's a grocery store across the street, everything's within walking distance, you could do it. Thank you.
But should you?
Yeah, you should. I think that's fine.
No. Take those kids away.
Sarah, just woke up and saw in the news last night about a student getting assaulted just outside Riley's dorm. Hope everything is okay with your son.
Yeah, I thought about him yesterday.
Is everything okay?
I didn't hear from him this
morning. He was busy protecting his brother from the Tennyson ruffians.
Yeah, he was just at the house. No, I'll text him right now. But he was home last night. He was there last night.
As we were talking about the solo artists or guys from bands who left to become successful solo artists, I mentioned Phil Collins. And who else did I say?
Sting.
Sting. 707 says, Paul McCartney, Vinny, or Michael Jackson. Yeah, we got to those later.
We just couldn't think of them at the time.
I don't know, it's Monday or something. Nothing's working. Justin Timberlake's done pretty well for himself.
Yeah, that's
after
true.
Leaving his boy band. Chills all over from Lord, says somebody.
Yeah, I liked that. It was in the air tonight. Oh, here it is.
You air drummed that perfectly.
Thank you, Vinny. That's the icon. She had to put that in there, right? That's good.
That's the song.
That is the song right there. That was good. Boom, 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 boom.
I guess that gets us current. There's a lot of stuff about the Las Vegas shooting, which obviously we've talked about at length, and there's nothing good
about
that story.
You can go to RadioAlice.com, too. We put up some blood donations and some other links there as well if you want more on that. RadioAlice.com. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back and say goodbye. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you very much for listening to the program today.
We do appreciate you being here.
Very, very much. RadioAlice.com, lots of links to places.
Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh, the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So if you want to give blood or if you want more information on the things that are happening in the world today, that's a good resource for you. Tomorrow on the program, Greg Baldwin is going to come by. Mm-hmm. He is an old friend of ours. He used to work here as a sales guy and then ditched his whole life to pursue his dream of being a comedian.
I'm not quite sure I understand the timeline, though. When did he leave?
He's been gone for several years.
Like 10 years?
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. He was here when you were here the first time.
Right.
And he left when you were gone.
Okay.
So somewhere in that time, but early on. Like, I would say maybe midway through when Maddie was here.
So he's been doing stand-up comedy now for 8 years.
Yeah, probably. Something he went like down that. There. I remember seeing his posts, and he was like in acting lessons, and then I started seeing him at different comedy clubs down south. So we'll ask him all the details.
Yeah,
cool.
8 o'clock tomorrow.
All right. And then he's playing at the Punchline tomorrow only.
Right.
8 o'clock. All right, we are going to go do a secret show. You can find that around noon at RadioAlice.com, and we will see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.